Shavuos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, 4:2, the Mishnah explores and details this really unusual feature of the Shavuos Eidos, which is that one would bring a chatas even if he acts bemazed. He violates this mitzvah intentionally. That's really unusual. It's the only example where one brings a chatas offering, a sin offering, for an intentional bemazed violation. So says the Mishnah, v'chayavin al zdon hashvua, one is liable to bring the olah v'yored if he violates intentionally the shvua, meaning he understands that there is a prohibition of swearing falsely regarding this testimony, and that the consequences would be that he has to bring the olah v'yored korban. And also, v'al shigagasa, one would also be liable to bring the olah v'yored if he was bishogeg, he didn't realize that swearing falsely regarding the testimony has the consequence of bringing the olah v'yored. He didn't understand the consequence. And usually a shogeg means that one acts in violation inadvertently, doesn't understand the consequence of his actions. Imzdon ha'edus, provided that even if he didn't know the consequences of bringing the korban for swearing falsely, he did know that he was lying when he denied having testimony. However, ve'en chayavin al shigagasa, but if one denies having testimony and he actually thought that was true at the time, so then his violation wasn't intentional at all, in that case he'll be exempt from bringing a olah v'yored. That's because he didn't at the time he swore he didn't know, he actually didn't know or didn't remember, and that was a truthful statement. So it wasn't any willful violation. Even if the next day he remembers, oh goodness, now I remember what I had seen previously, and I was wrong to swear I didn't know, because now I do know. But at the time he didn't know. Just like a really small semantic point. In truth, he wasn't lying at all. He was telling the truth. So his violation wasn't really a shogeg. Really, technically speaking, that would fall under the category of what's called ones. When his violation totally was an expression of his volition at all. In other words, the circumstances were beyond his control. That's what an ones is. Because at the time that he was trying to recall the facts, what his brain served up was, it didn't remember. So therefore, the fact that he said he didn't know, when he ultimately deep down did know, was circumstances beyond his control. He wasn't doing any inadvertent violation. He was telling the truth at the time. So it was beyond his control. Really technically an onus, but the Mishnah, just contrasting Zodon with Shogeg, is now calls it Shigasa. Finishes up the Mishnah, Uma hen chayavin al zdon hashvua, and what actually is the consequences when one swears falsely, meeting all the proper criteria? So, korban olah v'yored. It's the olah v'yored, this variable offering. Again, we said a bunch of times, he brings a female sheep or goat, and if he can't afford that, or she can't afford that, then he would bring two birds, and if he can't afford that, then he would bring this meal offering made out of just simple flour, the mincha sachote. One small final point is that, technically speaking, since we had two separate things, you could be zedon, intentionally violating regarding the shvua, meaning you knew the consequences, or zdon ha'edus, you could be lying about the fact that you don't know. Two separate things. So therefore, the Gra says that this Mishnah should be amended to take this last word, shvua, out. Meaning, it currently reads, umahen chayavin al zdon ha'shvua. So what is one obligated to bring if he intentionally violates the shvua? So says the Gra, really, that, and based on other versions of the Mishnah flowing about, the word shvua shouldn't be there. It should simply say, umahen chayavin al zdon. What is he obligated to bring if he is bemazed, he intentionally violates either the Shvua or the Eidos, korban olah v'yored.